Our second set of news items start with one about new technology for pedestrian crossings. A set of traffic lights in Norwich is the focus of an experimental trial to make it easier for blind and visually impaired people to cross roads. The lights at the junction of Magdalen Street and Edward Street near Anglia Square have been selected for the first UK test of new technology that could be rolled out throughout the country. Norfolk County Council is working in collaboration with Vision Norfolk, a charity for people with sight loss and vision impairment, for the trial in association with AGD Systems. Currently, the tactile signal used across the county, known as cone, takes the form of a tapered cone with a surface of narrow grooves. Blind and visually impaired people can feel for the cone underneath the push-button unit, which rotates when the green man appears as an invitation to cross. Now, AGD Systems has come up with a new cone B design that is more accessible, particularly in cold weather when people have gloves on. It is also more suitable for the many sight-impaired people who can suffer from loss of sensitivity in their fingers. Vision Norfolk has its offices not far from the crossing at Beckham Place, which made the location the ideal place to test out the new technology.
The death of a 67-year-old man has prompted an appeal to find his next of kin. Andrew Andrews, who lived in Mill Road in Horsted, died on December the 5th. There were no suspicious circumstances that led to his death. Despite carrying out extensive inquiries, the coroner's office has not found any next of kin. Anyone with information should contact the coroner's office in Norwich on 01603 774773.
The ancient architecture of Norwich Cathedral was illuminated by candlelight for a special service. The Advent procession, which took place on Sunday, December the 1st, was attended by around 800 people, with a further 1,000 watching online. The service marked the beginning of the festive season. The Dean of Norwich, the Very Reverend Dr. Andrew Braddock, said the cathedral was full with a keen sense of expectation and openness to the mystery of God's presence in our midst. We look forward to all the special services that are to come between now and Christmas Day.
A Norwich church has packed and donated nearly 250 Christmas hampers. Volunteers from Gateway Vineyard Church in Norwich have prepared the hampers to spread festive cheer to those in need. The hampers, filled with food and gift bags, will be distributed to families associated with Thorpe High School, English Plus, Grow Kids, Grow Babies, Babies Matter, and Sanctuary, as well as others nominated by the church's three sites in Norwich, Helsdon and Beccles. The initiative was funded by donations from church members and the Love Christmas Fund from Love Your Neighbour, a national initiative. Additional contributions came from Tesco, Harford Bridge and Hollinger Print. The Love Christmas Project, now in its fifth year, unites churches, businesses and schools to promote kindness and connection over anxiety and isolation. It is a network of churches working in local communities alongside people of all faiths, or of no faith, to support individuals and families in need. Gateway Vineyard will be running a series of Christmas services this year.
A couple who have raised more than £55,000 in memory of their son have won an award. Brian and Ruth Thurtle from Sprouston were recognised in the Outstanding Contribution category at the British Heart Foundation's Heart Hero Awards ceremony in London. The couple have been fundraising for 25 years, after their 20-year-old son James died suddenly in 1998 from an undiagnosed heart condition. Since then, they have raised money by knitting and selling miniature woolen figures in the colours of James' favourite football team, Norwich City. The couple, who have been married for 53 years, said their son's memory is a constant source of motivation for their fundraising efforts. Mrs. Thurtle said, "Every time we go out to fundraise, we always say that James is keeping us working even though he might not be here. We couldn't possibly give up." The BHF's Heart Hero Awards honour individuals who have shown remarkable bravery or have gone above and beyond to help others while coping with the devastating impact of heart disease.